It's terrible. Maybe
we're not trying to be selfish.
Ah, that's it. Okay. All right. Rabbi Yitzchak, we're ready for our review. We got up to last week, Perek Hamishi, Einand, in the Tefillah, Ela Mitoch Kovod Rosh, Daf Lamed Aleph. And, of course, actually, it's all about Chana, right? That's the entire Daf, right? In Omdim, which starts talking about Kovod Rosh, Bichlal is about mindfulness, right? It's attitudes of mind, it's keeping things in mind, it's attitudes of mind, it's posturing of mind, but it's all about the way in which you are mindful of a thing. Not kavana, but rather the state of your mind. Okay, so we begin with the din of the seriousness of tefillah and all of the halakhas that we learn out of Chana, because she becomes now the one that was embittered, the one that was speaking without her hearing, the one that threw herself into tefillah, the one that was answered, in fact, in her tefillah. Al hayelad hazehit palalti. She becomes now our dugma of tefillah. Because of it, we also have the opposite thing, which, since you're being omed l'tefillah in the midst of things that don't keep you involved in anything else but make you mindful of tefillah, what's fascinating is we have the exact opposite, because when you're niftar michavero, you don't want him to forget you, you know, and you want it to be an ongoing thing. So the things that you shouldn't do for tefillah, you should do for your friend, which is in the middle of a sugya. You should be omed mitoch, you're only supposed to be omed mitoch halacha psuka. Comes to a friend, dafka shmi mitoch divrei, sorry, mitoch divrei Torah. I think the way to remember this, Lamed Aleph, this way I've remembered it forever, and maybe it'll sound crazy to you, but it's all about throwing things down, you know, breaking glasses, Chana ending up in a plaster, because she says, you wouldn't make your Torah plaster, would you? Which is a cast, you know, in Hebrew, and so on. So what does somebody do when they're falling off of a building? No! That's the Lamed Aleph. So over here you have the Kovod Rosh. Boy, was it a headache. And it was Vi, that's the Vi under my Sinan, for poor Chana, who ended up being nifter in a plaster. So that's your, all of the various sugyas that you have on the end. On Kovod Rosh Vi Lechana Shenifter Mi Plaster. Okay? So those are the various sugyas. Remember the thing about Sota was the plaster. You're not going to make the Torah fake out, will you? That's what plaster means. You know? We say now, you know, the Tayeya.
Yeah,
same idea, you plaster. Okay, so that's basically all of those stories, Lamed Beis. Now we get more into the attitude and posturing about tefillah. Lamed Beis, it refers to, in the very beginning, the various psukim, Yilmalei Shalosh Mikraot Halalu, we'd be finished, and that it's all God's fault that we're in such a wreck. This has to do with the posturing element, to be Metiach Dvar and Klapi Mala, and so on. That's Lev. Asiroti Lev Ha'Evan Mitir Becha. So we have a Lev Ha'Evan, we have a Chomat Barzel. These are the things that are on this daf, and that talks about the Egel, the Tachat Dvarim, and interestingly enough, all of the Ma'amorim of Rabbi Elazar when it comes to Tefillah. So this, he was the one about Hatach, he was the one about Lech Reid. For Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the one about the Moshe's response to Kisei Shel Shamash Regalim, and how you can have a Kisei Shel Regalachat. Nishbat alayim bach, and you use the Shimcha Hagoro, Mibil to Yecholas Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes around and is made into motion, indeed that's true. Al Tosef Daber Eli, the Raya that Tefillah is Gadol from Amud Beis, from Maisim Tevim. All of these are Ma'amorim of Rabbi Elazar that revolve around Tefillah, and particularly the posturing in Tefillah. The way in which a person, the attitude of how one speaks, and therefore it's also the various Ramazim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe about how to speak. You know, let me go, and I'll, you know, that to open up the door for his tefillahs. So here it all starts about an Amid Beis, Ninalu Sharei Tefillah, the difference between Sharei Tefillah, Sharei Dima, the Chomat Barzel, that's Mafsik Beneinu Lebein Avinu Shabbat Shemaim, the Marich B'Tefillato, and the problems of Iyun Tefillah, the question, why is Iyun Tefillah a problem, why isn't it a good thing, Tosis's explanation, Sofa Boli De Kehev Leib, the Tochelet Mimushacha, person shouldn't believe that he can press God's button, and then we get into the specific elements of the Egel, in which Klal Yisrael says, Vatomet Sion Azavani Hashem, and that's the Anochi lo ashkach, the Anochi Hashem lokecha, but Eila tishakachna, which is the Eila lohecha Yisrael. So it's all basically the Leva Evan that was Nigram Ayidei the Egel, and all of the tefillos of the Egel, Lamed Beis.
So Lamed. So Rabbi Lezer Agadol, followed by Rabbi Lezer.
Okay. Lamed Gimel. Now Lamed Gimel mainly is really the aspects of Havdola. It's mostly about Havdola. The reason that this is so important in this parak, because L'chora, the idea over here, this one Mishnah doesn't belong. This is the Mishnah of Maskir and Vorot Kishamim, and She'ela, and Chonin Hadat. Now this should have been earlier. We were discussing the dinim of Tefillah, and Tos and Tefillah, and so on. That's a lot of the Dats, Torah, Chonin Hadat. The reason that it's here is because since the parak deals with mindfulness, and the halach of Havdola is a function of mind, which is what it says. It has to be koveid, or birchat ha-kochmah, or as the Rishami says, imein da'at, havdola minayin. That element is specifically over here to contrast it with the others. And we bring along already the other things that are in the first three brachot, which is the gishamim as well, and then we contrast already gishamim to the bakashas ha-gishamim. But the main thing over here is all about Havdola. What was the Takana of Havdola? Was originally in Tefillah, was originally on the coast. The history of the Takana, about how it changed after they came back, they finally made some money. Koveyat ala coast. What's the din if you make a mistake in both of them? Do you start over again? You're supposed to say it on both. You're supposed to say it on one. Why isn't it a brachal of Atola if you already said it once? And so on. And then we have, at the end, we have furthermore the other mindfulness issues, or posturing issues, which is the Akan Siporia Gira Chamecha Tovi Zachemecha Modim Modim. That's all the ideas which people use to what they believe is pressing the right buttons on God. The person has been, you know, saying over all of the things he shouldn't be talking about, Lacha Dumiatila, Siamta Koshavachuta Demarech. All of those things are part of the posturing on this daf. And this is the daf that taught us the special bracha of Todienu, which was the margala, that was the pearl, that was a very special bracha. But before then, we didn't have a solution, really, to the Matzai Shabbos Tiyantif problem. And so the thing to remember, of course, is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It's Lag Ba'omer, that's Dav Lamed Gimel. Shemen Sosain Mechaverecha, that's the way we sing about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And the simon over here is Havdalav Zmanei Sason, the difference of Lag Ba'omer, in other words, it's Zman of Sason, because it's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Then it's Yizocher Shimcha as a Chavrusa Klape Shemaya, which is already a reference to the guy who says Shema Shema twice. We beat him up with a sledgehammer and so on. We won't remember that part. Alright? So that's what Shimon Bar Yochai and Hashem and Sosain, Havdola of Zmanei Sosain, which is the Lashon of Batodienu. Right? Zmanei Sosain, Chagin Edova, that's the Margulin type. We then move on to the next Mishnah, really, which starts off Lama Dalin, which is someone who's told when he's over the Pnei Ateva, should he be a Sarvan at that time? And that already brings us to the story about Tfilas or Shkura B'Piv, the mice of someone who's mispalad, he makes a mistake in his Tfila. This is already the question of how your state of mind is a response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only the way that you're davening, what does it mean, which we learn out, of course, from that Pasuk Borei Nivsvatayim, that we have a right to look at tefillah as being responsive. So the way that we're davening is a raya about how the tefillah is going. Okay, so we start off with the Lo Yesarvan Boto Sha'a, question whether Kohen can keep his mind straight, or should the Shriach Tzibur say Amen or not, should the Kohen turn around and do Birkat Kohanim, or is he going to get confused? See how that's all part of the mindful issue. And then there's still the attitude question. Sarvan, don't jump up there. Wait, let them ask you three times, you know, unless you're needed in an emergency. In comparison of what a person's state of mind is in the Shalosh Rishonos, the Shalosh Emsoyos, the Shalosh Achronos. He's doing the Rab, Ebed that's being Mesadar Shvachi, the Rab, that's asking for a raise, a Dilbert raise, you know, and all, and how it is that he's responding after he gets his raise, so to speak. The difference between Rav Chokol Karov, who comes first, the Baal Tshuva, or the Tzadik Gomor, the difference between Meisi Bitola Talmid Chacham or is himself a Talmid Chacham, Ayin Lo Ra'ata, Shmuel's famous Maimer, Ein Bein Olam Azeli Mota Mashiach, Elish Ibud Malchiyot, because it says Lo Yechtal Evyon Mikarev Aretz, which becomes now the way to remember the Daf, Lo Yechtal Evyon, because Lama Dalet is a Dal, so it's an Evyon, somebody doesn't have anything. And then we have the nice, beautiful stories of Leo's son, that Rav Chanina ben Dos of Davin for up in the Aliyah, and they checked the watch, and sure enough, that's when the fever broke right at that moment. And the story of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, and how Rav Chanina ben Dos of Davin for his son, and his wife's concern that maybe that means Rav Chanina is bigger than he is, and the difference between a Sar b'Fnei HaMelech and an Eved b'Fnei HaMelech, and that ends the parak. All, you can see how it's all fundamentally interlinked. Nice way to remember it is the Sarvan Kara, because we get into the dinner of the Kriyas, we've got to mention, right? But the Sarvan, he didn't want to give any tzedakah, he sees this idiot sitting there collecting, he's probably phony anyway. All of a sudden, he gets a heart attack, he's Korea, he immediately Shagura Le'evyon, he sends the gift right away to the Evan, he figures God has struck him with lightning. And so, the images are one of the ways to remember things. So, excuse me for being overly dramatic. So the Shigura is in Haitatvilato Shigura of the theme. And then we have the Evyon of the Kilo Yechdal Evyon. That ends the parak, bringing us to parak Shishi, Ketzad Mevorchim. Obviously, we haven't really seen the whole parak yet to give an overall. No, don't close that, Richard. To give an overall, but let's at least begin. Look, it's not useful.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah? Okay, good. Yeah, so let's go on then. So, Daf Lamed Hey, we talked about the Makoros for Bracha. We learn out from Kodesh Lulim, the contrast of Lashem Aratzim Laya, or Shemayim Shemayim Lashem, and the Svar of Osir Lehenot, Min Olam Azebelo Bracha, and the question of Gozela Vivi Imo, and you're stealing from Klal Yisrael also. And the big sugya, very important sugya, Nageya, more problem than anything else, is the sugya of Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, about how it is you're supposed to be in Kolel, or you're supposed to be working your way through life. And that's the machlokes about Hanheg Behem Minag Derech Eretz, or, and Harbe Yasuke, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Velo Aluvi Adeyem, and so on, as is well known. And this, the way to remember this stuff, I think, is very poshut. We have Kodesh Hilulim LaShem, is where it starts from, goes on to LaShem Haaretz Umloha. LaShem is Lamed Hei, so you have LaShem Haaretz. Hilulim LaShem, and that Hilulim LaShem is done with what? Yayin, which is the first prophet we start analyzing. The Yayin that was the Nishtani Lamal Yusa, which we contrast to, that's the beginning already of the next stuff, but meanwhile we learned about Mozon, Zan, Sa'id, different Lashonas, each one more chashiv than the next, Pat, Yain, Simcha, Seuda, etc. In contrast to the Shemen Zayit, which is the beginning of the next daf, we talk about, okay, what about Shemen Zayit? And there we want to know what the bracha is over there, how you would be mevorach, where isn't it damaging to eat? What do you do if you have a sore throat and you want to drink it on Shabbat? And then we got into the questions. This, by the way, at this point in the parak, I think the way to look at the topic is changes for better or worse. Because that's really what it's all about. As it starts off with Yain. Yain is a change for the better. That's Ishtin Yamal Yusa. We talk about Kemach. Kemach is a change for the worse. But it's on the way to the better. Okay, so that's what the Gemara gets into the chilek between oil. Oil is a change for the better, but it's not really suitable for achila. Then we get into the tzlaf. Things that are going to become harder at the end. It's known. It's going to turn hard. The kura. It's going to turn hard. Things that will be changing but haven't changed yet. That brings us to the dinam of shomer. The shomer will be falling off. Meanwhile, it's on the pre. At what point does it have to be on the pre in order to be a shomer? So all of these issues essentially change. This continues to go on. You know, throughout the parak that we've done so far, the shlakot, the changes of shlakot, the changes of trima, chopping things up or boiling things, and is it lamal yusa, is it a griyusa? It's all basically this topic. It's easy to say what a bracha is when all I have to do is talk about a natural product. When I don't have a natural product, and that's, if you notice, it's the first thing that the Mishnah, the first thing the Mishnah opens with. Well, on Paris you say that, of course, unless it changed. You know. And on grain you say this, very proud, Of course, unless it's changed. You turn it into bread. You turn it into wine. So as the Mishnah already brings that idea of changes up together with the list of brachas originally, once you see the Mishnah that way, it's not just a question of making a list of all the things. It leaves out things. But it's trying to get you to focus on the difference between the natural product and the product that has been now shinui in some direction. And yes, and this becomes now the whole topic of every daf that we've had since from that Mishnah. And once we establish ketzad mevorchim, once we establish that there is such a thing as mevorchim, the thing we want to know is what kind of changes. What explains those changes? That's a very, very powerful theme that we've seen, and the parak is organized strongly around the idea of changes. Again, from changes for the better, which are clear, to changes that are ultimately for the better, which is less clear, to changes that are legriusa, in terms of the shelek and so on, what's the normal way of making a brocha, modes of achila, can I ruin the pot by cooking it afterwards, by making a pudding? All of these things are changes in what we once had. So we also spoke about the dinim of shomer and what happens to things that are ultimately going to be inedible, like ginger, pilpil. Can you suck on them on Yom Kippur if they are already so dried out that they don't have a din of food? That's also a question of they're going to be mitkasher, they're going to be yavesh at the end. That ties directly with the tzlaf and the shomer. So the way to remember this, I believe, is Lamed Vav, of course, is always Hanukkah. That's the number of Neiros that you have on Hanukkah. It's the Lamed Vav Neirot. And so what you got to remember is that there they were fighting the Greeks. Of course, the only thing they had to really fight the Greeks with was Shem and Zayin, because that's what ended up. So they used to have snipers that would shoot Shem and Zayin at the Greeks, right? So Shem and Zayin Tzalaf HaShomer. There you go. That's your beautiful, right? And Eretz Yisrael Chaserek Klum is talking about the Tametz Ketamar Pri and the Pilpul and so on and so forth. So that's perfect. You could just see these guys with their olive oil bottles, you know, the Greek comes around and you squeeze and he's gone. I guess you have to stay up all night in order to appreciate it. Let's go on to the next one. Okay. So the next part begins discussion within this overall idea of changes, of changes now and dinim about the Chamesh Aminim. So we notice what we did for fruits and so on. We start now with the actual Chamesh Aminim, which starts off with the Rav and Shmuel's Maimer and so on. Koshi Yesh Bo Mi Chamesh Aminim, Koshi Hu Mi Chesh Aminim, why we need to know both of them. Somebody is just sucking on a raw chita, what the dinim is of Kemach. What's the halach about Orez? Trila, the Sof, that takes up half the dot, the Orez and the Dochan issues. And then we get talking about the Chovitz Kederas, the granola bars, the Kugels.
What is Dochan in English?
That was a Machlokas. Millet is the way we view it, yeah. And the Kugels, and the ground up stuff, and the various things, the Truknin, and the Taritas, and the Eshtanut, and the tortillas, and all the things that we were talking about. That's all part of the Lamed Zayin that starts with somebody sitting there, and he's sucking on a chita, and obviously he's got the straw sticking out of his mouth, and he's just lazing around in a classic Huck Finn kind of mode, you know, and therefore lays, that's it. He's just lying there, chewing on his little chita. The class. What's the difference? Yeah. Okay.
I just want to make sure. Some of these remarks require words.
Well, yeah. It's okay. Okay. And then
distinguished by Imad, low as Z.
That's right. Okay. Then we get on to Lamed Ches, and the inyanim over there is basically to talk about what happens when you take something and you turn it into a liquid. You know, we've got the liquid of various fruits, what we talked about, the Zeya Biyama, and the idea of crushing fruits or making even liquids out of flour, you know, whether it's for fuwa purposes or, you know, a drink or Zeysama Mitzri, a beer. I mean, you can make liquids out of these things, drinking things like that for a fuwa, what the halacha is, which got us into the shaila of whether you say the Birkas HaMotzi or Birkas Motzi. Lechem and Oretz is how we don't want to do it. And then that takes us all the way into the stews and the soups and the shlokot. So lamed chet, which means you're all wet, of course, is perfect for the daf, which talks about turning things into liquids. And, you know, if you want to remember all of it, remember, the zeya, the shatita, is motzi sholok. You know, when you got this shatita really sweating a lot, that's where you get good soup from. It reminds you of your pirkas amotzi or motzi together with the shlokot. Okay, Rabbi, so stop laughing and we can move on. We can move on to our halakhic review.